With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. Tuesday's New Hampshire presidential primary will have one less official candidate.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis ended his presidential bid Sunday with a videotaped message.
The majority of Republican primary voters want to give Donald Trump another chance.
And gave his endorsement.
Trump is superior to the current incumbent, Joe Biden.
DeSantis came in second in Iowa, but 30 points behind Trump, and took a parting shot at rival Nikki Haley.
We can't go back to the old Republican guard of yesteryear, a repackaged form of warmed-over corporatism that Nikki Haley represents.
Haley's been out in New Hampshire shaking hands and holding rallies.
Do we want more of the same, or do you want something different?
Trying to put a dent into Donald Trump's New Hampshire support. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Also at SRNnews.com, much of the country remains gripped over the weekend by the deadly Arctic weather. Some may still be digging out. Sub-freezing conditions and treacherous roadways as far south as Texas and Florida remain gripped by the Arctic weather. National Weather Service says the numbing cold, though, is expected to ease up in the coming days. Israel's announced the death of another hostage in Gaza, a 19-year-old soldier.
Israeli military is confirming the death of Sergeant Shai Levinson, one of 250 hostages taken by Hamas in the October 7 attack. His body is still in Gaza, according to Israeli media. Israel continues its bombing campaign and ground invasion of the Gaza Strip, attempting to eliminate Hamas and ensure the return of remaining hostages. Prime Minister Netanyahu continues to reject Hamas's demands for troop withdrawals or a ceasefire. Only a complete victory will ensure the elimination of Hamas and the return of all our hostages, Netanyahu says in a video statement. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
This is SRN News. You're being watched by Big Brother.
It really does sound like something out of Orwell. A House subcommittee revealing that federal law enforcement agencies have been using bank documents to track which Americans have been buying Bibles lately. You're also on the list if you made purchases of Trump campaign gear or shopped at Bass Pro. The subcommittee says lawmen had worked up a list of, quote, extremist indicators, and apparently one of them is purchasing a copy of the scriptures. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Ahead of this year's elections, pro-life groups are assessing the landscape nearly 2 years after Roe v. Wade was overturned. Since the high court decision, 14 states have begun enforcing bans on abortion throughout pregnancy. Two more have such bans on hold because of court rulings. And two states have bans that go into effect as soon as an unborn baby's heartbeat can be detected, about 6 weeks into pregnancy. This is SRN News. A battle in the art world.
New York prosecutors say they've returned two more pieces of art to the heirs of a Jewish Holocaust victim. They're fighting in court to recover a third from a Chicago museum. The pieces are among about 80 watercolor and pencil works by Austrian expressionist Egon Schiele, collected in the early 1900s by a Jewish man in Vienna. New York prosecutors say the art was seized by the Nazis and transferred in a shady deal to Swiss galleries. So far, 10 artworks have been returned after seizures, mostly from museums. But the Art Institute of Chicago is contesting the seizure of a Schiele drawing called Russian War Prisoner. The Art Institute argues it owns the piece legally. Keith Peters reporting.
Pitchfork, the most influential music publication of the internet age, is being folded into GQ Magazine Online. At least 12 staff members so far have been laid off. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.